Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. Today is the 18th of April 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Let's get to the news. Sunrisers Hyderabad produced a great all-round performance at their home ground on Wednesday to outclass Chennai Super Kings and win by 6 wickets against the table toppers. Suresh Raina captained CSK on Wednesday as Mahendra Singh Dhoni watched the proceedings from the dressing room, being ruled out of the game with a back spasm. It was the first time since 2010 that Dhoni did not lead the Chennai team, and his absence was apparent when Chennai bowled. Raina won the toss and opted to bat first. That was the only thing that went right for CSK's stand-in captain. Hyderabad's bowlers maintained a nagging line and length that never allowed Chennai's batsmen to score freely. Bhuvneshwar Kumar gave away just one run in the first over, while Khalil Ahmed conceded just 3 in the second. Openers Faf du Plessis and Shane Watson were the only CSK batsmen who looked comfortable at the crease. Du Plessis scored 45 runs from 31 balls, while Watson made a slow 31 from 29 balls. Ambati Raidu, who scored an equally slow 25 from 21 balls, was the only other batsman to get a start. A sedate CSK innings ended with an under-par total of 132 for 5. In reply, SRH chased down the target with more than 3 overs to spare. David Warner punished Chennai's bowlers severely, smashing a 24-ball half-century. His 50 from 25 balls included 10 boundaries. When Warner fell, SRH were 66 for 1 in 5.4 overs in pursuit of the target of 133. Suresh Raina's captaincy looked fairly clueless as Hyderabad plundered runs at will. Hyderabad's dominating win on Wednesday demonstrated how important MS Dhoni is for Chennai's fortunes. Johnny Bairstow took SRH home in the 17th over as he made 61 from 44 balls. In tennis news, Rafael Nadal charged out of the blocks on Wednesday to defeat Roberto Bautista Agut 6-1, 6-1 in his opening match at the Monte Carlo Masters. Nadal, an 11-time champion at tournament, showed no sign of the knee problems which forced him to quit the Indian Wells semi-final against Roger Federer a month ago. The 32-year-old had expressed pre-tournament caution regarding the health of his knee, a worry that appears to have been overstated going by the 76-minute masterclass on Wednesday. Nadal won the opening 5 games in a matter of 17 minutes as he set the tone for another dominant display. He was equally in control during the second set, having 3 break points in the 4th game and 2 more in the 6th. Bautista Agut has now lost to fellow Spaniard Nadal in all 3 of their meetings. Nadal improved his incredible record at the Monte Carlo Masters to 69-4 as he aimed for a 4th consecutive title. He said after the match, and I quote, "It was a great start. It's good to be back here. I can't pretend to not have pain at all, but professionals normally play with pain. It's part of the sport at the highest level, and it's no limitations at all. I was able to move well and be confident with the things that I did," unquote. Meanwhile, Alexander Zverev rediscovered traces of his best form with a 6-1, 6-4 defeat of Canadian teenager Felix Auger Aliassime. The German, who is a local, reached the 3rd round as he tamed the 18-year-old who broke through for a Miami semi-final last month. Zverev said, and I quote, "This is the first time this season I've felt really healthy. I've been training well, but haven't been able to take that into matches. I live just 500 meters from here. I'm comfortable on this court. I'm starting to feel better about my game. I'm really ready for the clay season," unquote. In football news, Chennai FC scored their maiden win in the AFC Cup with a 2-0 victory over Nepal's Manang Marsiang League club to move to the top of their group on Wednesday. The former Indian Super League champions scored their first goal of the AFC Cup after a goalless draw against I-League side Minerva Punjab in their opening Group E match. The visitors had a rare sight on goal in first half stoppage time, but Sujal Shrestha curled his free kick from 25 yards into the arms of goalkeeper Karanjeet Singh as the sides went into the breather on equal terms. After a scoreless 45 minutes, Chennai's overseas player, Australian Chris Hurd, landed one home in the 51st minute. In the 53rd minute, it was the turn of another overseas player, Brazilian Mailson Veriato, to score a goal as Chennai went 2-0 up. After gaining 3 points from the win, Chennai sat above Abahani Limited Dhaka on goal difference after the Bangladesh side drew 2-2 with Minerva Punjab in Wednesday's other Group E clash. Mahmoud Al-Amna scored in the 16th minute to give Minerva over the lead, but Nabib Nawaz Jibon pulled one back just 4 minutes later to make it 1-1. Shreyas Gopalan then slotted another one home to make it 2-1 for Minerva just before the break. But Avahani Limited Dhaka equalised just 6 minutes later as Sundar Chizoba put one past Minerva's goalkeeper. The Punjab-based side are still searching for their maiden win in the AFC Cup. Avahani will next face Chennai on the 30th of April, while Minerva will host Nepal's Manang Marshyangdi Club on the 1st of May in Bhubaneswar. The debate around India's 2019 World Cup squad continued on Wednesday when it emerged that Rishabh Pant and Ambati Raidu were named among the standbys for the squad. Speedster Navdeep Saini also found a place in the list of three backups for the World Cup. A BCCI official told PTI, and I quote, "Just like ICC Champions Trophy, we have three standbys. Rishabh Pant and Ambati Raidu are the first and second standbys, while Saini is the bowler in the list. So if anyone gets injured, as per requirement, one of the three will be going," unquote. Pant and Raidu's exclusion from the squad of 15 had created quite a stir on Monday. Sunil Gavaskar called Pant's omission surprising, while Gautam Gambhir questioned the snub to Raidu. Chairman of selectors MSK Prasad had justified preferring Vijay Shankar over Raidu, praising Shankar's three-dimensional qualities. Raidu took a dig at his omission from the squad, tweeting, and I quote, "Just ordered a new set of 3D glasses to watch the World Cup," unquote. In the bowling department, Khalil Ahmed, Avesh Khan and Deepak Chahar will be travelling with the team purely as net bowlers, but they could also be drafted in if the management feels so. The BCCI official went on to add, and I quote, "Khalil, Avesh and Deepak are not designated standbys in case of bowlers. That possibility is there, but when it comes purely to batsmen, it'll be either Rishabh or Raidu," unquote.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.